I would just add to what John said about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He actually came before the Budget Committee the first time he did that. He did this issue with Iran twice, and I gave him a really hard time before our committee about it. And I said, why did you do that? Why did you publicly basically say what the conversations you were having with one of our closest allies that actually would empower Iran? And he kind of backed off, but then he did it again recently. So I have to say that when I see that, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff reports to the President of the United States. So when he does that, he's not doing that unilaterally. This is obviously the policy of the administration, and that's what's most disappointing. Our allies need to know that we are with them and that we can have those conversations, very honest conversations and direct, that aren't going to be leaked, so that we're not empowering our enemies like Iran. And that's, I think, unfortunately, we've seen a repeated pattern of that.